Willow, Xander, Cordelia, Giles, Buffy. Who was your favorite on Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Maybe you liked one of the Slayerettes in the later seasons. I was a particular fan of... I liked Tara and Willow together. They were a really cute couple.
I like Buffy.
Buffy, yeah. Well, I dressed up as Buffy one year. I was actually doing stand-up comedy in Appleton, Wisconsin. And so I think I still have my costume. Not sure if it still fits me. But our friends from Replay have a pop-up for us. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is taking over Replay Lincoln Park, right there with all the great games that you have and all these great themes. We want to welcome Mark to the studio. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
The Hellmouth, of course, located in the high school. I believe it was in the library. Do you have the Hellmouth erupting through the floor?
Yeah, we actually did a little construction, built a platform and a hole, and we've got the Hellmouth prominently in the space.
Now, as you can tell, I am a complete Buffy dork. I have a lot of troll logic. Nobody? No one? I don't feel like you all own every single episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. All right, fine.
I was obsessed with the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My husband liked the movie.
I didn't, you know...
Did you like the movie, Mark?
I never saw the movie.
Oh,
right.
Well, Joss Whedon, when he created Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like he had this idea. And of course, when you make the movie, it goes to these different variations and mm-hmm. the studios make different choices. Pee Wee Herman is in it, which is very strange.
I mean, it was the most bizarre. I mean, it's just a very one of those strange, like classic.
Yeah.
Iconic, you know.
But the series on the WB and mm-hmm. when it first started, it really captured people's imaginations, and I love that you guys are bringing this to life at Replay. What are some of the sort of elements that go into this pop-up?
Well, in this pop-up, we've got a whole team that puts together, you know, little vignettes. So we've got the library, the magic box shop, the Spike's lair, a mausoleum, the bronze sign. So like the thing that ties everything together is that we are obviously a bar. Replay Lincoln Park is an arcade bar, and the bronze is prominent in the show. So we have, you know, the music of the bronze. We have some live music performances coming up. We have, I don't know how this actually fits into Buffy, but I think it ties in nicely. We've got a mystic coming in on Saturday doing a show.
Of course.
Mind reader, that kind of stuff. So it's pretty immersive and pretty exciting.
How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, so we're always, this is probably our eighth pop-up now that we've done over the last year. And honestly, my daughter has a lot. She's 15 and she has a lot of input. My son as well, but the 15-year-old daughter, 13-year-old son really kind of steer me in some directions. And she loved Buffy or binged watch Buffy on... I don't know if it's on Hulu or Netflix now, but one of them, she binge watched it and was suggesting as an idea. And we put up a Facebook poll asking what people would like to see next. And we gave them four choices and a write-in opportunity. And Buffy was the clear winner.
That's cool.
I actually might dress up as Willow in Doppelgangland, which is when she's kind of this evil witch. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm annoyed with somebody, I just go bored now. And in the series, when she says bored now, she pretty much fillets this guy. She rips his skin off.
Wow. That's great. So I love that, of course.
No, actually, I think that's when she actually was angry. No. She says bored now. I have to go back and watch all the series again. Yeah. It's been a while since the show went off the air, but it's so immediate in our memories, too.
And they're rebooting it.
What?
They're rebooting it.
Are they? I did not know.
Yeah, there's it's a sequel. No, new characters, I guess. No Sarah Michelle Gellar, but
right.
It was just announced recently.
Well, part of the mythology of Buffy, if I may, there's always a chosen one in every generation. Mm-hmm. So when one Slayer goes down, another is called up.
Right.
So yeah, I can see that. Obviously, there's a lineage of Slayers going all the way back. And they're bringing back Charmed too, so I'm not surprised. Right. I don't know why.
I'm
surprised by that. So this is it also captures this time. We had where women were sort of taking on this kind of kick-ass role in television and movies. She wasn't necessarily the beginning of it, but she definitely has a nice place in history for that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that show still, I mean, stands the test of time and is every time you see a list of top 20 shows of all time, Buffy is always right there, which is amazing.
There's an episode called Hush, and no one speaks. They've all lost the ability to speak, and it is a really good episode. If I could tell you some of my, I love the graduation episodes and the mm-hmm. Ascension. I'm just gonna go over here and be a dork in the corner.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch.
Yeah,
movies.
I have too. I haven't rewatched or rebinged. You know, right, just what I know is from the original.
Yeah, these are, I love that you guys are doing this. So tell us a little bit about some of the fun cocktails you'll have for this too.
It's funny, we have great cocktails, but we had to change some names because the demonic law firm in LA asked us to kind of, I guess, change the names. Cease and desist. So, yeah. So instead of pig's blood, we have Butcher's Blend.
Okay.
We had to change that. Let me pull up some of the, I don't have, I should have had them handy for you.
I think I got a couple.
Is it Lawrence, the Trio?
Yeah, the Trio, we had to change that as well.
From Beneath You, it's a Sour.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And so, yeah, you have the list. You can read them all off.
Yeah,
but
Lauren Seabreeze.
We had to change it to the Singing Demons Seabreeze.
Oh, my gosh. That's
yeah,
funny.
It was. They were very, very particular in what we could or could not say.
This is cool.
So the drinks are all the same. It's just that the names aren't as... don't hit the spot exactly.
I think that the Buffy fans will get the gist of what
yeah.
you're saying.
Oh, yeah. No, we had fun. One of my social media director, Sam, is a huge fan of the show. So he had a lot of fun, actually, playing with the names after we were told that we couldn't use the obvious names.
Yeah. How does that work? When obviously, you're talking about the lawyers getting involved. Do you alert them that you're doing this, or do you do something until they tell you not to do it?
Case-by-case basis, but sure. For the most part, we forge ahead and then beg for forgiveness or beg for cooperation. And some studios and production companies and whatnot have wanted to work with us, and others started to work with us and didn't know what to do with us. Right. And then others are like, stop it. And, maybe you can get away with this. So it's always different. Seinfeld reached out to us about doing something.
Really?
Wow.
So
we're, Seinfeld himself awesome. or the people from the show?
The people from NBC Universal.
Seinfeld's people.
Yeah. Yeah, just NBC Universal. The 30th anniversary is coming up, and they, wanted, I guess they were originally talking about putting up giant soup bowls around Chicago.
And, oh my God. Right, like the soup now.
And the CTA platform said, no, we can't put a soup bowl there. And then right. Daily Plaza thought it was kind of odd to put a giant soup bowl. And the people that were in charge of promoting saw what we were doing for The Office in particular and reached out to us. And I said, yes, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. So.
Well, and I think it's smart for them to get involved because, as you mentioned, Buffy's being rebooted. What a great way to sort of re-inspire and reignite that passion for the series than to have a place where people can kind of do a little cosplay and have fun with it and sort of bring back that because, I don't know if I'm going to watch the next incarnation of it. And I have clearly every episode, both on VHS, DVD, and digital, all three of those things.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it depends on when they became available.
Right.
Well, and I'll be very honest with it about this. I didn't get in. My husband liked the show, and I was like, oh my God, it's a teenager, fighting vampires. And then it was when my dad was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I sort of was home a lot and, finding things to watch. And all of a sudden, I just became enchanted with these kick-ass teenagers. And I'm a big softie for Xander. He just cracks me up. He's sort of the moral compass of the group mm-hmm. in some ways. Willow was great. I mean, we had got all these great actors out of the series, too. Mm-hmm. It's a very fun series. If you have never seen it, I have friends who, started watching it with their kids, like you were talking about your daughter. Who got into it. We'll talk more about the Buffy the Vampire Slayer taking over replay. It's a brand new pop-up at Lincoln Park's newest location. Well, I know that you gotta love the arcade games there. Talk more about that too when we come back. And I've just Michael, we had a request for Anya the Vengeance Demon song from the musical. I sent you a link in your email. Let's see if we can. The musical episode's one of my favorites too. I'm a dork. More after this on 720 WGN. Okay, that's probably more fun in context. Yeah. There was an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The whole thing is in a musical. They've all been cursed. They can only converse with each other by singing and doing these huge musical numbers. So that was a request from the 224. Nice. We are talking to Mark, whose incredible bar replay, by the way, has some of the greatest arcade games. Do you guys charge for the games or some of the games? Or is it 20?
No,
cents?
They're pretty much all free. We have 60 plus vintage arcade games and pinball machines. Mm-hmm. They're on free play. There's a couple, like every once in a while we'll bring something new and special for the pop-ups. For example, we have a South Park pop-up going on right now. We have a couple of large format skiing games, and those aren't free. But other than that, we have 60, legitimately 60 free arcade games and pinball machines.
Oh, that's, and they're blast. Good games too. Tetris and Pac-Man and... Oh,
Galaga's my favorite.
Yeah, reliving it all. Tron.
I like Centipede.
Yeah, we have Centipede.
That's my jam right there.
And Frogger.
Frogger, oh. We have.
There you go.
We've got almost all of them right now. You know, they obviously break often. So, like Donkey Kong's off the floor right now, which is a shame. But it'll be back soon. Okay,
play with care, folks.
They play with care. It's just they're 30, 40 years old.
Yeah, and be careful with that joystick. Is all I'm saying. Hey, Carol, how are you doing?
All righty, how are you, Patty?
Very well. Sounds like you're a Buffy fan.
Yeah, I am. And actually, I just wanted to mention that the actor who played Xander had never acted prior to getting the role on Buffy.
Oh, I did not know that's Nicholas Brendan played Xander. And I think I can't remember if he has a learning disability as well.
Right, I think he's the one he can't, oh goodness, where he reads and he doesn't read what's actually there. He sees other things.
Dyslexia, yeah, I believe he has.
Thank you.
Yep. No, he's one of my favorite characters on the show. Were you a big fan of the show, Carol?
Yes, big time.
Well, you should check out Replay. They're doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's going to be going through the weekend after Halloween as well, the first weekend in November.
Yes.
So. It sounds fantastic.
They've got listen to this. They've got they're going to have the magic shop. They've got Kitten Poker Night, Band Candy fundraiser, and they're going to have tarot card readings as well.
Oh, cool for October.
So this Saturday actually we have a gentleman Joe Diamond coming in doing tarot card reading, mind reading, and some dream interpretation. I guess he's very very good at what he does. Nice. Like creeps people out. Yeah. Honestly, I've heard.
Thanks, Carol. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this I love so many of the elements that you're incorporating into the Buffy the Vampire Slayer experience at Replay. And now tell us a little bit about the role playing activities, because we came in all dressed up for Star Wars. So what kind of role playing games have you guys got?
Well, not so much role playing games, but people obviously do cosplay experiences. Sure. They have, you know, I think people have the stuff that they want to bust out and they need an excuse to do it at times. You know, they obviously there's conventions. There was a Buffy, I don't know if it wasn't a Buffy convention, but a Comic Con that had a big Buffy presence a few months ago. So people are always looking for that opportunity to showcase their, you know, their allegiance to their show, to have a sense of community, I think is oftentimes what it is. And it's all going to be highlighted with the Saturday of Halloween. So the 27th, costume contest, pageant, that kind of environment. So obviously we encourage, you don't have to wear Buffy for that night, but I think the majority of people that night will be wearing Buffy.
Well, as I mentioned with 90210, it kind of influenced the way I dressed and wore makeup. But Buffy, for me too, for Buffy was mini skirts and boots. I started wearing
the boots.
And leather jackets and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, I was.
I'm learning more from you guys than I can offer.
We'll be showing up every night. He's like, hey, go home. Let other people have a chance.
Well, it was also sweet that they had the first kind of young couple that I ever saw, a gay couple, which was Willow and Tara, were a lesbian couple on the show. And they also, it was a very sweet relationship. And you know, the arc of the show had sort of its ups and downs, and you can kind of be along for the ride or not. And that's what was, you know, it moved, too. It went from the WB to the CW was taken, took over the WB. Yes. And then it moved to Channel 50, which was the UPN. So it kind of had these different incarnations. And I love that you're bringing in elements, including Spike's crypt. You can break into the cemetery and hang out with Spike.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a brilliant idea. Now, you're also doing South Park at the other location.
No, not the other location.
No.
It's two for one. So
wait,
we've got
We've
got a large space. It's 9,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Buffy's dedicated to about 5,000 square feet. And in the back room, we've got South Park, which is over the top.
Yeah, talk about the South Park.
I mean, it's just incredibly immersive. It's the theme of it. Because it's Halloween, is Satan's Super Sweet 16, an episode that I don't know if you guys saw the episode, but it's, I mean, the show is ridiculous and amazing, but I just got back into it recently. Watched that episode. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do they get away with all this stuff? But so it's South Park everywhere you look. You know, mm-hmm. we've got Kanye. There's an episode, Kanye and the gay fish, and he's floating up in the ceiling. And it's just so, we didn't think about Kanye, you know, what he's doing now with the president. We weren't really thinking if that wasn't happening yet, but it just, he was already kind of a little bit off, it seemed like. So we threw him up there, and people are snapping pictures of Kanye sailing in the ceiling.
I love that show. Oh God. For like the first, I would say 3 years, I watched that show religiously.
It's brilliant.
So good. I mean, it really is. My God.
Yeah. I happen to be watching.
And nobody was off limits.
Oh, nobody.
Nobody.
Well, there is one that they've never aired again that I happen to be watching in real time, which is when they have the Virgin Mary. Do you not know this episode?
No.
I can't describe it because it was so, they considered that one to be off, I guess, off. They've never shown it again.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, they had a couple with Jesus and the devil.
Yeah.
Which those were quite
They pushed so many boundaries. Yeah. So the Mother Mary one must have been, wow, over the top.
Right. Totally. And Kyle's mom. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're so cruel.
They're so mean.
But how cool to have like two extreme, like opposite themes going on.
And it's free. And it's free. We don't charge anything. Free games and free pop-up experiences. So people are like, what? There's no charge for this? We're like, no, we do it for fun. And obviously drives traffic. But
and I know we'll be doing one of our recesses over there. We're going to do a video for everybody. And mm-hmm. I will try to find all the elements of my Buffy the Vampire Slayer costume. Because I do. I have some of it's just my clothes. But yeah, right. I have to find... I have to find my blonde wig and the I have a stake. Okay, I'm gonna go back to being a dork about Buffy. I won't slip back into that. So you've got South Park in the back room. So is that up the stairs?
Yes.
So that was where I did my very first open mic. That's how I started my comedy.
The elevated?
When it was it was even before that, because it was a pool hall before it became Replay. It was Q Club.
Well, I bought it as a pool hall 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was Philosophers when I bought it, but
yeah. I have to say how long ago was that?
No, I ran comedy back there for a couple of years.
Yeah, I never, I did, the thing about open mics is it gets very cliquish. So that was, sort of one of those things like, where do I belong? Mm-hmm. But that was my very first, I went in there and it was so weird because you see the room is pretty much the same as it was when I first started doing stand-up comedy. And now you have South Park back there. So I love that.
Yeah, very cool. The stage is gone, though. The big stage that we had is gone.
It's similar, though.
There's
a stage there now.
Yeah.
It's similar. Yeah. So you can go to replaylincolnpark.com or call 773-665-5660 to find out more information. You can also follow Replay Lincoln Park on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And we want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I loved being here.
Keep us up to date on all the fun elements you're bringing to Replay. Thank you. More in a moment on 720 WGN.